Well, babe, you're officially a mom.
And you're officially a dad.
So my wife, Angela, is definitely my favorite blogger and YouTuber extraordinaire. And she's a pretty amazing wife, I must add.
And my guess is that a lot of you may have seen my husband, Matt, on TV or in the movies Wyatt from Timeless, Liam from 90210, anyone? Chicago from Pitch Perfect 3. I mean, he's bringing the sexy.
All right. So if you guys didn't know, Angela and I created a podcast called Hello Bump to chronicle our journey as expecting first-time parents.
We really just started it for something for us to look back on, but we ended up really loving our weekly chat.
Yeah, so much so that we couldn't stop there. I mean, now is the fun part, right? Now is the payoff for the 9 months of pregnancy. Now is where our life begins.
We have a brand new beautiful baby girl, and we are so in love.
And we want you guys to come on this new journey with us of figuring out, frankly, how to raise this little thing.
We know it's going to be tough at times, but we also know the rewards are great.
We're going to be chatting week to week about the joys and the struggles of learning how to do this parenting thing.
I'm pretty sure we're going to mess up a lot.
But from every mistake comes a lesson that we can pass on to you. So join us in this wild ride as we undertake our newest challenge, parenthood.
Hello, baby.
Hey, everybody. It's hello, baby time. Hello, baby time. Welcome back to Hello, Baby. This is going to be episode number 76. Hello, Baby is a podcast. If you didn't know, and you went to Apple Podcasts and you didn't realize this is a podcast, you dumb. But it's a podcast. It's called Hello, Baby. That's because my wife and I had a baby. About 21 and a half months ago. Her name is McKinley. My wife and I host this podcast, and we talk all things baby. We talk things in our lives, what it's like to have a baby. Well, a toddler now. Mm-hmm. And our daily struggles. Let's just go ahead and let's just call it what it is. It's a struggle. And that's what we do here on this podcast. We'll talk about some stuff. Today, you actually clicked on. We're going to do a part three because the last 2 weeks we've been doing Q&A answers. Like our followers and listeners have wrote us questions, and we had so many questions that come in that we were just like, well, you know what? And it's kind of fun for us too, actually, to answer the Q&As because it gives people exactly what you guys want to hear. So you guys have asked and we're going to answer. So that's what we're doing today. My name is Matt Lanter. Over here in front of me is my wife, Angela.
That's me.
And we're husband and wife. We host this podcast together. We've been married since 2013. Mm-hmm. What kind of symbol were you doing? Were you
turn up because my volume's really low.
You want to turned up? All right, yeah. Here we go. Testing.
That's a little bit better. Yeah.
You want more? So, I can give you a lot more. Look,
it's fine.
Not even halfway.
That's totally fine. We had so many people respond to our post about asking for questions for the podcast that I couldn't actually get all of the questions, and we're still not going to answer all of them today in part three. Like, that's pretty crazy how overwhelming the amount of questions that came in were. So do you want to hop right in, or do you have current events, or what are we going to do?
Oh yeah, I've got current events and stuff like that. I had to turn up your microphone because by the time you guys hear this, it should all sound pretty good and dandy, but Angela's mic was a little low, so I'm turning her up. Okay, so I guess before we, get into the episode here, we play some little music here on the podcast. It's a little intro music. We've had it for a while, so I would say, first things first, let's roll that music. Hey guys, the Homer Reading app combines your child's passion and current reading level to create a personalized learn to read plan. Designed for kids age 2 to 8, it offers thousands of lessons on phonics, sight words, ABCs, and more, and grows with your child, and it works just 15 minutes a day of the Homer Reading was shown to increase early reading scores by 74%. That's amazing.
It's so cool. And honestly, Kenny girl loves the Homer app. We don't really allow her private time with the iPad unless she's in the car, but lately we've been giving her the iPad app with the Homer app, or the iPad with the Homer app, and she sits there and she just plays forever. And we actually sit there with her and go through the letters, the colors, animals, It's so fun.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different games. I mean, today she was playing a game that like you pick the right paint color to go on the canvas, or you pick the letter, like it'll show like shapes and letters and whatever, and it'll say pick out the letter. And you know, just today she was getting several of those correct and even several of the colors correct. And it's really fun to watch her progress through that.
Totally.
And because she does love the iPad and loves the screen, it feels like we're doing a good thing by giving her a learning app and something that's tried and true and proven actually to increase their score or their reading scores by 74%. Like, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about giving her the Homer app. I mean, 100%. Thousands of lessons. It's just it's a great, great learning tool that we love to share with Kenny. You can visit learnwithhomer.com/baby to start a free 30-day trial. Again, that's learnwithhomer.com/baby to start a free 30-day trial. Okay, we're back. Hey, before we get into these questions, you know I do the current events and stuff like that, but before we get into that, let's just have a quick moment of acknowledgement, or prayer, if you will. I've already said some prayers, but a couple of our pals, Amber Lancaster, AJ Elodi, they've got a little baby boy who's been in the hospital quite a while now since he was born. It was kind of a crazy birth story. I guess we don't really know details. It's really not our story to tell, but...
She talks about it a lot on her Instagram account.
Yeah,
though,
I think is it at Amber Lancaster?
I believe so.
So she had some crazy issues and had some pretty severe preeclampsia. And then there were some issues actually in the operating room. And she almost lost her life. And the baby was born a little bit early with some complications. And his name is Russ. The baby's name is Russ. He's been in the hospital now for a few months and was underweight, but he has hit 8 pounds, I guess.
I think it was 7, I and think.
We haven't really talked to them personally here, but we're getting this information from Instagram. And anyhow, now that Russ is 8 pounds, he needs surgery, which was, I guess, the plan. And I think is it an open heart surgery?
I actually don't know what kind of surgery it is.
Yeah. But either way, whatever surgery it is, if you are a prayer or anything of that nature, keep little Russ in your prayers. By the time you hear this, you know, he might be out of surgery and hopefully recovering well. Also, since we're on that kind of a medical thing, I was looking up some stuff just for like some new baby stuff. And I saw a story on People Babies that a mom in Texas, I guess the baby's name is Jabari Gray, was born without skin.
Oof.
I mean, I've never even heard of this.
Oof.
He was born January 1st with a majority of his skin missing. I don't know what you call this. Jabari Gray. By the way, I guess Jabari. I'm not sure what language or is just kind of the meaning behind Jabari. Means fighter and warrior. So that's so appropriate for this little guy. He was born without skin on pretty much everywhere but his head. I mean, no skin on his, you know, front, back, arms, anything. But anyway, it's a success story because that was 10 months ago and he had to have all these little surgeries. And now, 10 months later, he does have skin. They were able to, like, graft skin all over his body. And the little guy got to finally do some skin-to-skin with his mom.
Ugh.
And she just said it was you know, kind of a beautiful situation because he was crying, and then she was able to put him on her skin and do skin to skin for the first time, and he stopped crying. So that was really a nice story. She says now you can kiss him and touch him and do all the stuff. And he's now 18 pounds, and he's off pain meds, and he's breathing on his own. So, and he got to wear his first set of clothes.
Mm.
So he is
poor baby
on his way to healing, I think. There are some pictures of him, and I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if his eyes open or not. It's hard to tell, but, you know, pray for that little guy too, if you're the praying type. So, anyway, I just came across that, and that is so wild that I've never even seen that or heard of that.
Mm-mm.
So I wanted to bring that up, but man, oh man. All right. Also, those are a little bit kind of downer, but you know, they're gonna be success stories, both of them. So I also saw on People Babies, and I clicked this link because I just had to. It was funny like infant stories or toddler stories or whatever from celebrity moms. And I started reading through them. I didn't even read all of them because I thought they were so funny. But let's see. Here's a funny one. Kristen Bell had to ask her husband to nurse from her. Says the actress dealt with mastitis or buildup of milk in her breast duct after one of her daughters stopped nursing. She said, I was in Atlanta. We couldn't call a doctor. And this was right after the baby stopped nursing. So I said to my husband, I really need you to suck this out. We could talk about it. We could be weird about it. Or you could just go ahead and nurse. And so he said he pulled it out. He had a cup next to him. He was pulling out and spitting into this cup. And I've never been more in love in my life. Can you just imagine? They're so funny. Such a funny couple anyway. I can just imagine that happening. Or like the conversation. I can just see her going like, okay, we can talk about it and be weird about it or just do it. And I thought that was funny.
You would 100% do that for me.
Yeah. I mean, sure. If you were sitting there in pain, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would do it.
Kim Kardashian's daughter was so jealous of her son that she had to fake breastfeed her daughter. When I was breastfeeding him, the daughter, North, was so jealous that I had to get a little milk box and put it in the other bra with a straw so she would drink, so he would drink and she would drink. She's so jealous. It's crazy. That's pretty funny, too.
That is funny.
Having a fake nursing. Tina Fey's infant daughter tried to choke her.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, this little one is such a, well, she might be a sociopath. She confessed to David Letterman. I was giving her a bath one night and she was overtired, in her defense. And I said, okay, bath time over. But it wasn't okay with Penelope. She got real mad that I took her out of the bath. She looked me square in the little eye, or she looked me square in the eyes with two little tiny hands and choked me. It's so funny because they're not strong enough to kill you.
That's horrible.
Oh, man. So our daughter's not the only one.
No, no. I mean, not that she's ever tried to choke us.
No, she hasn't. But she has swatted at us a couple of times. Let's see. Busey Phillips. Is it Busy or is it Busey?
I know her as Busy.
Okay, Busy Phillips. My daughter and I accidentally busted in on my husband in the bathroom and he got mad, which is funny, since I haven't peed alone in 7 years.
Right.
It's true. It's funny because it's true.
I never get to pee alone. Never.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, when she's asleep.
No, your mom's here to help a lot of times.
Yeah, but if I decide to pee downstairs, forget it. She's waiting and her hands are under the door. I can actually see her little fingers.
Kelly Clarkson said, Parents of the Year award right here. River, I guess River is her daughter, locked herself in the hotel room that was like the adjoining connecting door hotel room. Locked herself in there. I don't know how old she is. We were just talking about this because we're in the process of picking knobs for our new house in Tennessee, like doorknobs. Like, what is this crap that you have to like pick and make decisions about? Would you never even think about this?
No. But now that we have a child, I'm like, there's absolutely no way that our doors are going to have locks on them, except for maybe our bedroom. But that's it, because she will 100% get to that age where she can reach the doorknobs and lock herself in something or lock us out of something.
So what happens in like 12, 15 years when she's like, I want a lock, Dad? We say, so what? Deal with it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because you're not locking yourself in there with a boy.
Heck no.
Jennifer Gardner is proud of her son's love of farts. Angela always laughs at a fart joke or something. Youngest child Samuel had a very important message to share. Wait, what? I love farts. In case Monday has got you down, focus on the little things that make you happy. Hashtag proud mom. Hashtag I love farts. Hashtag boy mom. What?
I found something online that I want to share, and it doesn't go in line with what you're saying, but it's parenting. And I actually saved it for a 5 o'clock funny, but I was afraid to post it because I just didn't know if people would get weird about it. So this is a quote from @weirdmomming. I think this is a Twitter account. It says, is it effed up or genius that I taught my kids to sing a cleanup song to the tune of My Neck, My Back?
It's genius.
It's do it now, clean it good, clean this house up like you should your books, your block, pick your shoes up and your socks. And then it says, never mind. That's definitely genius.
Can you imagine when this kid in the future hears my neck, my back and like freaks out going like, what?
Oh, I love it. I think it's hilarious. I mean, because that was like one of the songs that were like, was like famous when we were in college.
Pretty darn dirty. If you
it's
have, if
so
you haven't
disgustingly
heard it.
Dirty.
Who's the artist? Is it like Kia or Kalia or something like
Kesha?
That?
Kesha? Not Kesha.
No, it's not Kesha. I don't know.
My Kia, neck. Kaya? Kaya?
My back.
It's something like that.
Lick my and my crack.
Mm-hmm. It's foul.
It's pretty foul.
But I mean, it is hilarious though.
Yeah. What do you say we get started on some questions here?
Yeah,
because
let's
do it. Daddy's gotta get on the road and drive back to Toronto.
Did we even let the intro music play?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
I missed that?
You missed it.
I must have slept since then.
I don't think so. Hmm. But let's get started.
Okay.
On these questions, Angela, what do you have for us over there?
Okay, let me get to them. First up.
My neck hurts.
We have a question from Miss Nico. And Miss Nico has four questions here in a row.
Wow, that's cheating.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's something you guys do at Christmas that's a tradition? Did we do this one last week?
I don't think we did.
Okay.
We've got a lot of traditions in LA. Now, things are about to change for us because we think we might be spending more Christmases out of possibly in Tennessee. So I feel like a lot of those traditions are going to change. Do you want to go ahead and throw a few in there?
A few that we think are going to change or?
No. Well, I mean, look, we haven't experienced Tennessee Christmas. So let's just talk about what we our traditions in LA.
Okay. One tradition that we have is we get to open a gift Christmas Eve.
What is it?
PJs. It's
always PJs.
And Kenny got her first pair of Christmas PJs. And then we... because we spent Christmas with your dad and my mom last Christmas Eve. They got PJs too.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody gets PJs on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Christmas morning, this is a tradition. So that tradition came from your family.
Yep, that's right.
So the tradition that came from my family is Christmas morning, we do cinnamon rolls every year. That was as long as I was, probably before I was born, that was a tradition on my dad's side of the family. What else do we have?
Okay, we got a lot. In LA... in the years past, there's always been this like Christmas train that drives around the neighborhoods, kind of like in the town where we live, and it drives around and they play Christmas music and the train is like spitting out fake snow everywhere.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously we don't see snow in LA, so it's really fun, especially for kids to see. But look, me and Angela went out there all the time. We follow the train around
every single year.
They'd blast music and like they would like be dancing volunteer elves out there. It's just a really, really fun time. The train's blowing bubbles and fake snow and it's just really cool. And you know, it's chilly by that time, so you get to put on your coat and your beanie and your scarf and you go out there and it's always nighttime. And that's Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Yeah. So our tradition every Christmas Eve before we had Kenny was we'd go see the Christmas parade. We would go have dinner and then we go to candlelight service for church or church then candlelight. It depended on how the timing
services,
worked out.
Yeah.
But we did those three things every Christmas Eve. Last year, we didn't get to do all three things with a little freshy girl, which she wasn't that fresh.
We skipped the church. We skipped the church because we thought, it'd been a little tough to take her out.
Did we do dinner out? I don't think we did dinner out.
Did we not? Well, I'm getting a little confused.
I cannot remember. I know your dad and my mom were there.
Didn't we go to...
I know we did the train.
Didn't we go to Maselli's?
Did we do that?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
So those are a few things that we do.
Another tradition that we have is on Christmas Day night, we go look at Christmas lights because there's this amazing neighborhood that's like...
It's pretty far out of LA.
Yeah, it's pretty far out of LA, but we go every Christmas night, not Christmas Eve, but Christmas night, and we go drive through the neighborhood, and it's so much fun.
I mean, so those are some of the things that Angela and I'm sure no matter where we're living, we will do is going to look at Christmas lights, you know... The cinnamon rolls, the PJs, that sort of stuff. And of course, you know, we just probably do what all you guys do. We just chill and have family time and watch movies and Christmassy things and all that.
Yeah. Another question, this is also from Miss Nico, is what's the one thing you both hope to teach your daughter beyond everything else?
Golly. That's like a huge, big question.
I would say confidence.
I would say hope, faith, and love.
I feel like they're all good answers. Confidence, because I think that girls are so prone to be to lack self-confidence. And especially with the industry that you're in and the industry that I'm in, it's so easy for us to sit here and compare ourselves and get down on ourselves when we don't get jobs and whatnot. So, and I feel like she's going to naturally see that in both of us. So I hope that we can teach her to have.
Yeah. I mean, I hope we can teach her to have faith.
Yeah. Obviously that was like a no brainer to me. Yeah. I was just trying to think outside the box a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Another question. This is from Colleen Bucks. What is your favorite thing to pray for each other? Do you ever pray for me?
Sometimes I pray for you to grow a heart.
Apparently he thinks I'm the Grinch.
What would I pray a lot for you? I always pray health over my family. And for me, health also includes mental health.
Yeah, same.
Because, you know, which I've experienced a lot in my close family and also kind of like outer family as well. So I'm always praying health, and that always, yeah, to me, in my brain, includes mental health.
Yeah, I think that's probably same for me.
And peace. I kind of pray peace over us and over our family. Health and peace.
Okay, this question is from Miss Nico also. Is it hard standing on your faith in a world where standing for God is not easy?
I mean, yes and no, in a way. I mean, and I guess when you say in a world, I don't know if you really mean like this day and age, or do you mean more like in the industry that kind of I'm in or that we're in? I guess it could apply to both.
It's not hard for me at all, because I feel like my followers are, a lot of them are believers. So I have no problem speaking about how I feel or what I believe.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it either. I don't feel like I'm in an industry that gets like persecuted for that. However, there might not be, you know, a lot of people that share their faith or practice their faith, but I feel like better about myself when I do kind of proclaim my faith, because that's what I'm supposed to do. So it is hard, but sometimes when it is hard, it's more rewarding in a way,
mm-hmm,
to be vocal about that.
Mm-hmm.
It feels more rewarding. But I'm also not, you know, I'm not that guy that goes to work and like brings a Bible and like in between scenes tries to teach. I'm not like that.
Yeah.
If people ask, I share.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I try to live more by example. I even hate saying that because I'm human and I make mistakes and I do. I mean, we all do. But I think in general, I try to live by example.
That was good. Okay. This question is from Miss Molly Ann. Your favorite bands or singers?
Man, I'm not really like a music buff kind of person, so I like a ton of music.
I feel like that's not fair. I feel like we both love music, but we don't fan out about anyone in particular. We like all kinds of music.
Yeah, I mean, I work out to like hip hop. I'll listen to like Backstreet Boys with Angela. I mean,
country.
We listen to country. I listen to a lot of, this is not music, but a ton of podcasts.
Oldies, like 40s.
Yeah,
love the 1940s music.
I used to have the Sirius XM 40s channel on in my car all the time.
Isn't it 40s Junction? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, 40s Junction. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Especially around like the holiday and the winter. It's kind of getting into that time where it's just nice. It's chilly outside. You get in your car. You turn on seat heater. And, you know, turn on 40s Junction. It just feels like cozy and old timey and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe I'll listen to 40s Junction on the drive today.
I'm for sure wanting to put a remote start on my SUV this week, by the way.
Oh, we can look into that.
Yeah, I for sure want to do that.
As a podcast host and a business owner, along with a YouTube owner, and just having her own business, Angela's constantly handing out business cards to people, mm-hmm, to make a connection and totally an impression. I mean, actually, just a few weeks ago, I know we've mentioned it because Vistaprint sponsors our podcast a lot, but we have talked about it. Just a few weeks ago, Angela was passing out her business card to a design firm, and she loved the card and loved everything that kind of Angela stood for and her business. And so now there might be a connection there and an opportunity to work together. And part of that comes from handing a nice, well
designed and quality business card. I mean, it just makes people look good. It makes a great first impression. And I got to admit, when I get a cool business card, something that's a unique design, I think more of that person. I think, well, their business must be doing good because they can afford a cool business card, or they've actually put thought into it. It's not some cheapy business. And therefore, I won't be getting a cheapy service or product, right?
Right.
So the most important time is now. The importance of feeling professional and polished and prepared when it counts is right now. For all you small business owners out there, your next big opportunity is coming right now. We are here to help you own the now with free shipping on any business card in any quantity. With Vistaprint, you plug in your information, your logo, and they got hundreds of different designs tailored to you or your type of a company. You upload your logo or whatever. You can even actually design your own layout, by the way. You pick your paper stock, your style, your quantity. You can even upgrade to a unique touch, like rounded corners. Then you order, you receive your cards with free economy shipping. As if you needed any more reasons to choose Vistaprint, right? Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter the promo code BABY for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Limited time offer. Own the now at Vistaprint.com. Promo code BABY. By the way, you support our show when you support our sponsors.
Okay, next question is from Colleen Bucks again. What is Matt and Angela's favorite Disney princess? Who's yours?
Oh, man. Favorite Disney princess?
I feel like I have one in particular that's just like my favorite. Growing up, it was always Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, wow. I would say Jasmine. She's hot.
Okay.
And that midriff?
Do you want me to start wearing more midriffs for you?
Please. And wear that little turquoise sheer thing that she wore.
I dressed up as her. I have a video on YouTube. I think you always forget about that one. That was a great video that we did.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay, next one's from Brooke Bullard. Yeah, Brooke Bullard. What are you most excited about living in Nashville?
Oh, right off the top of my head, since we've sort of been talking about it, I'm really excited about the seasons that we'll get to experience. The climate in general. Part of it's bad because it's going to be hot and humid in the summer, but I think we're going to get seasons, which is really cool, and we're going to get rainstorms, which I really miss. Living in LA.
I feel like I'm most excited for no traffic.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Day to day. Yeah. No, it's a big one.
I'm very excited too, to walk out into our yard and just see green, like for a long time, and animals and just nature.
Yeah.
We get to see nature and not listen to planes and helicopters all the time.
Yeah. We were in an area of LA, which really is a majority of LA, where the jets taking off out of the airport were fairly low. Yeah. I mean, to the point where you can, you know, you're seeing windows and landing gear. It is what it is.
I think that at least one night a week we were getting woken up by helicopters searching for someone in our neighborhood.
Maybe not even in our neighborhood, but in LA, the blocks.
Yeah, in general, the area, I should say.
Yeah, the blocks change. Like,
because we live close to a highway. That didn't help.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
What holiday traditions are you excited to start with Kenny now that she's older?
Well, we sort of mentioned those, and those are the traditions I'm excited to start.
Her understanding. Well, I actually have something in particular. Okay. When I was little.
Elf on the Shelf?
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. Remember, did we ever share with you guys that I bought Kenny an Elf on the Shelf last year for Christmas, and we went to open the box, and the elf was gone. Somebody stole the elf out of the box.
I think the freaking elf was a bad elf.
I just think it was the Grinch who did it.
Jumped out of there.
No, I'm excited. One tradition that I loved was.
What's happening here?
You have a hole in your butt and your pocket.
I mean, that's anatomy, girl.
And your wallet's coming through it.
Is it like, but is a hole that's supposed to be there?
Yeah.
But I feel like my wallet's hanging out of my pocket.
Just barely, a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So my mom had a cloth calendar that hung on our refrigerator every year, and it had the days of December and a little mouse, and you move the mouse to what day it is. Leading up to Christmas.
Isn't that called an advent calendar?
I thought advent calendar, you open something, you got a treat and everything.
Oh, I thought those were cool, but the treats were always crappy.
I never had an advent calendar.
Like they, like the chocolate treats, they weren't even like Hershey's. They were like off-brand chocolate.
Okay, next question is also from Colleen Bucks. If you and Matt could produce...
Colleen's all over this.
I know. If you and Matt could produce your own movie together, what would it be?
Man. Well, we've actually got some things that we're... have been working on and are... presently working on, and of course, we're not going to share that.
We're not going to share it, but that would be my dream project.
Yeah, the one that we're trying to possibly work
on. Yeah, yeah. So,
say no more. Move on. Oh,
it's so good. Okay. This is from Maura Guype. Matt, do you miss filming Timeless? It was one of my favorite shows of all time.
Thanks. Yeah, I do miss it. I'm enjoying the show that I'm working on right now, but there's like, you know, it's as if. Well, I mean, it's like when you, you know, go to a new grade or a new school or a new job. Same deal with me. Like, and probably I get to know these people probably better than you might get to know your coworkers a lot of the times. I spend 12, 13, 15 hours a day with some of these people, you know, talking about like Abigail Spencer, Malcolm Barrett, people like that. And we kind of all go. Any show you do, you go through unique experiences together, and that is sort of what bonds you to people, is when you experience unique things together. And we experienced unique things together, for sure. We worked really, really hard, but it was a really cool show, really fun show. I think we all had this amazing chemistry from the get-go. It just, I don't know, our sense of humor's all clicked, and we all got each other, and it was, I don't know, I think it played on camera. So, yeah, I miss it. I wish we could continue doing Timeless. I really like it, and
it's just such a great show.
It was a good show. It was so educational for people to watch. Yeah, something I'm proud of. So yeah, miss it. You never know. Maybe it'll come back one day, or in a movie form, or I don't know. But so we'll see.
Next question is from Ashley G. McKinney. What is your favorite place to vacation? 30A.
Bora Bora, maybe.
Next one is from H. Taylor 24. What's your favorite fast food order? That's a cool question. I never would have thought to ask that.
Yeah.
Mine's Chick-fil-A. It's the number one combo with a Coke. Add pepper jack, no pickles.
Oh, boy, oh boy. Yeah, I mean, what's my like favorite as in taste-wise, or what do I typically get because it's a go-to? We order Chipotle a lot. I always go with a brown rice bowl. It's the healthier option. I try to keep my quesadillas. Calories down and all that kind of stuff. You know, if we're doing Chick-fil-A, I just love their fries so much, but I will typically try to get like a grilled chicken nuggets. So at least I'm eating like clean there. And I try to stay away from, I just don't drink many sodas. Really the only time I drink sodas, and it's not because I like them. I love Coke. Only time I really drink sodas, if like there's nothing else, or maybe at the movie theater, mm-hmm. or definitely Coke. If I have got a bit of a headache
or upset stomach,
I'll do like,
we don't even keep it in the house.
That's not true. We do.
Not anymore. We don't.
I've got some in Toronto.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, but you know what? It's really, I've had it for months and months, and it's because I got stuck one night with a headache. And I like having a Coke. I'll do like two Advil and some Coke because I feel like the little amount of caffeine really like aids and in the Advil taking your headache away. Mm-hmm. But it's not enough to keep you up, or like coffee or something. So.
Right, right. We had a date night last night. We had a really great date night. We actually shared a little bit about it on my stories, but I ordered a Coke last night.
Supposedly, we did not have a good date night, according to you.
Oh, whatever.
Because we were talking.
Our food was really good.
About house design, and you didn't want to talk about it.
How good was our food?
Great.
It was so good. I ordered a Coke because we were out, and it was like, okay, this is special. We're on a date.
Yeah, it's a treat.
It was a treat. I haven't had one in probably, I don't even know how long. And it was flat.
You're making me thirsty. Like, I'm going to go get a cold Coke.
It was flat, though. How disappointing is
that? That's a bummer.
That's so disappointing.
Yeah, you might as well throw it away at that point. It's not even worth the empty sugar and calories.
I really didn't drink it. I just let it sit there because I was like, I don't want it. Okay, next question is from Laura Hubbard. What's the one thing you regret the most about your single days?
The one thing I regret from my single days?
Yeah, I regret feeling like I had to date somebody and like being in a relationship with specifically a person that I dated before you. And like I stayed with him for so long and he cheated on me and it was a horrible, horrible relationship.
I mean, I don't regret a lot because I do think that you learn from your experiences, good and bad. But I mean, my single days is also when I sometimes drank excessively, like a lot of young people do. So I got sick a handful of times, or I don't know about a handful, but maybe more than that. I'm not sure. But I got pretty sick a few times.
And you regret those days?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you feel awful.
Yeah.
However.
I wouldn't know.
However, I think it's important because now I know certain alcohols or not to do too much and all that kind of stuff. I kind of know more my limits and got to know myself better.
This is from VDennis26. What is both of your favorite Halloween or horror movies? Mine's Hocus Pocus.
I do love some Hocus Pocus. It's
you
just
love
so,
Death Becomes Her.
That's got to be one of my favorite, Death Becomes Her.
And we love Two on a Guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one. And then what's the other one that feels like Two on a Guillotine? Is it The Haunted Mansion? The
House on Haunted Hill?
House on Haunted Hill. Is that it? Where they get stuck in the house.
Yeah, I love that one. I'm a huge, huge, huge Halloween guy. I just love it. I eat it up. I mean, really, I like holidays in general. Mm-hmm. I don't get sick of Christmas music. I don't get sick of the Christmas stuff. I just love that festive time of year. I love Halloween. I love the whole month of October, you know, just like the weather's getting cooler. There's like playoff baseball happening. Football's in full swing. You know, I love all like the Halloween-y TV episodes and commercials. And I just love all those kinds of movies. Although funny enough, I'm not really a horror movie kind of guy. But I just like a good, like, kooky thriller or spooky thriller. Spooky. I like spooky. I don't like freaking scary horror. Although some of the... But I like the older movies because they tend to be, like, not as cheap scary. Like, they don't jump out at you for a cheap scare, or they don't have, like, a nun crawling backwards up the wall. Like, that's, like, gross stuff to me.
I like
Hitchcock type stuff.
We watched Hitchcock last night, but we didn't finish it.
Like those really smart kind of spooky thrillers. I really like those a lot. And that kind of stuff.
Next question is from Emma Stacy, which I'm pretty sure she's somehow related to me. We've connected through Instagram and her last name is spelled exactly the way my maiden name was. And she's from my grandpa's hometown. What is your favorite thing about each other? My favorite thing about you is how hard you make me laugh and that I like looking at you.
Well, sweet. I got a lot of favorites. I mean, the list could go on and on and on. But,
I think that your favorite thing about me, didn't we say?
What?
I think that you like that I cook for you and I take care of you.
I mean, obviously I love that.
I think that was the hook, that like hook, line, and sunk you.
I think one of my favorite things though is just that you're like a family girl. Like you're focused on like family, meaning you're focused on being like a great wife and a mom and all that kind of stuff. But I don't want that to sound like, oh yeah, sit there and be a good little wife, like a trophy wife. It's not like, not in that way, just in the way that what you feel like a good wife is, you like try to achieve that. And I guess I'm saying that too, because I know that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. It makes you like feel good about yourself to be a good cook or to take care of
the
family.
I like to serve.
Right. I know you do.
I think that there's not much of a better feeling than cooking a good meal and people enjoying it.
Right. It really makes you happy. And so, yeah.
Yeah. This question is from Give Bella Coffee. What has God been teaching you in your marriage lately? It's a lot of marriage questions.
There's a lot of like deep questions here.
Yeah.
What's God been teaching me in my marriage?
I think that he's been teaching us a little bit of independence lately. Because we have, for as long as we've been together, like in the same place, we've never been apart as much as we have been this summer.
Well, in terms of hours, we probably have. I mean, working on Timeless, I was gone.
Hours, yes.
All the time. But like actually separating and being and having to go day after day in different locations, we haven't done. So we are doing that.
Yeah. Because I don't feel like you, I feel like you're just the type of person who doesn't do well being away from your
comforts.
Not comforts.
My stability.
Your community, which is Kenny and I and Soka. And I think that it's not something that you like at all. So I feel like this has been a little bit of a learning experience to kind of like lean on God a little bit and like get us both like comfortable with being away from each other a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's been hard.
I think
I miss you when you're gone.
Yeah, I know. I miss you too. I think along the same vein, I would say, yeah, you know, in these last several months, we've had to like deal a little bit more with like adaptability and flexibility.
Flexibility has been huge this summer for us.
Yeah. And
we're going through a move cross country and we're not even like hands on it right now.
Right. But you know, with all that said, it's organizing, it's balancing things and getting those things orchestrated and done. And then, you know, I also think like with all your dad, that's been stuff your dad's been going, we've really not had your mom's help a whole lot in the last like 6 to 8 weeks. And so, but it sometimes feels good to like know that, hey, okay, we're capable parents and we can do this by ourselves as well. So, you know,
the very moment that we feel like we've actually kind of get the parenting thing is the second that we're going to find out that we're pregnant and we're going to be like back at square one. I feel like,
I mean, I don't know. Do you ever get the parenting thing?
Know.
I mean, that's the problem. I feel like
I mean, like comfortable.
Every third day we have new struggles and we're like frustrated beyond belief. We had the day like this, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, nothing was going right. Kenny, you know, was behaving horribly. She had like 3 or 4 or 5 timeouts in one day, just crying, and she's hitting herself in the face and just like the behavior was nuts. What we don't know, is it a purely behavioral thing or we think maybe her teeth were hurting her or something like physical was happening too, and she can't express that yet. So it's like, you just feel helpless and like hopeless, especially on days like that. And you just, I don't know. You just want to go lock yourself in a silent box, like far away, but you can't.
Next question.
That's parenting.
In a nutshell. Next question is from Timeless Fan 2019. What are you going to be for Halloween this year? I'm not telling. And we just ordered the costumes today and I'm so excited. It's a great family costume.
It is. I'll give a big hint. It's a classic TV show.
Yes. However, I feel like you and I are like,
no one's going to get it. Honestly, it's so classic though that people our age and younger are not even going to get it. They've probably never seen the show.
I don't know. I feel like every year we do like bomb Halloween costumes and people every year you're always like, nobody's going to get it. Last year we were Pam and Jim from The Office and how many people flipped out about
because
that?
Because everybody knows.
But did you not say like, nobody's going to get it. This is boring.
No.
Didn't everybody love it?
No, I didn't say no one's going to get it. I said it's boring.
It was great though.
Yeah, people loved it, but it was still boring.
I thought it was great.
I put a white button-up shirt on.
It was great.
And you put on a pink shirt. I mean, it was just boring.
It was great.
Like, I want to be like gory and ghoulish. It's my one time a year that I could like possibly like dress up fun like that.
Why don't I paint your face as a skeleton again this year on camera?
Why don't you make me like a mutated mummified mummy?
Well, I turned you into a werewolf last year on camera.
Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
It was fun.
We should do a skeleton. But I want to figure this out and I need to put some research into it. But I want to figure out how to create a skeleton without having to buy Halloween makeup. Because how bad is the paint?
There's some YouTubers though that are really good at this. And they talk specifically about white paint and how a lot of white paint cracks. So I think there are some brands of white paint that are probably more expensive brands, but they're about better.
But that's not what I want. I want to find products that people can actually go out to the drugstore and buy.
I don't care what other people are doing. I want like skin flaking, hanging off of my face, blood coming out.
You want special effects. Okay, well, when you come home this coming weekend, I'm going to do my research and I'm going to have the stuff to do something.
But more importantly, I want a reason to wear it. I don't want to just put it on and then sit here on my couch. Like
I want you to go over to your mom's and Val's and scare them.
Well,
that's a reason to wear it.
Like I want to answer a trick or treating. Like 2 years ago, for trick or treating, was it last year? I wanted to dress up to like answer the door. And then
that was the year I was pregnant.
And then you run the risk of like actually scaring a kid.
And then you ended up scaring everybody with all of your Halloween stuff at the door.
You know, and it
the
was
kids
just,
were so scared of our house.
I know, and I'm like, well, that sucks. Like, so where's, like, as an adult, where do I fit in? I can't dress up anymore and go trick-or-treating.
To be
I can't
fair,
even answer the door now.
You, like, went all out. He literally took my black backgrounds and draped them up so that when he opened the door, it looked like the house was just black. You had fog machines. You had special effects with
creepy sounds.
The creepy sounds. You had lasers. You had cobwebs everywhere. Like, the little kids were freaking out. They were so scared.
And that was not even all out. That was
You brought out the framing from filming and put up framing to put up the black background. Like, you did. Our friend Jesse was over, remember?
I want to get one of those massive, like, 15-foot tall blow up, like, flashing skeletons or like ghosts or pirate ship and put in the front yard, but you won't let me.
Can I say something, like, really? A lot of people are probably going to get offended about. There's nothing that's more cheesy to me than those blow up things in people's yards for Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Right.
I think they're so stupid.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Next question. This is from Kristen Grace. I'm 15 weeks with my Elena. What's your favorite words of advice for a first time mom? Mine would be give yourself grace.
Yeah. Yeah. You said that, I think, last time.
Did I?
Yeah. That was like, Two episodes ago, you said that.
Did I? Okay. Well, it still stands true. Because you sit there, especially with social media, and you compare yourself to all these moms who seem to, like, really have it together. Actually, I just talked about this on my blog last Tuesday about how unrealistic social media is. And I feel like parenting has become so much more difficult, complicated with social media. So give yourself grace. Just because you see somebody doing something or that their kid's doing, hitting milestones before yours, we go through that all the time. Don't let it affect you.
I would say this kind of as it goes together kind of a thing, but like your kid will be okay. And also they're not quite as fragile, like physically, as you think they are. Like they're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're going to endure. I was scared to even dress her. I was scared that I would like break her.
Little doll baby.
Yeah, but she'll be all right. And
you'll be completely different with baby too.
Probably. Oh, completely. Well, because now I'll know. Mm-hmm. Now I know that, like, yeah, you can move their arm in a certain way. Also, something I've learned with babies is that even though I might not be able to move like that, like, my baby, McKinley, can. She's flexible.
Crazy flexible.
Her back is not going to hurt if she turns over and, you know, does a stretch, or if her shoulder goes up in a certain way. Like, no, clearly I'm saying this like within reason here, but do you know what I mean? Like, my shoulder would be sore, but right. Hers is not going to be. She's not going to wake up and have a sore back.
Right.
She's just not. She's a kid.
Right.
So,
I actually had a moment the other day that this kind of, I feel like kind of plays into that. We were getting ready for bedtime. Matt was brushing Kenny's hair fresh out of the tub. I think she had just had it washed.
Yeah.
And she was sitting in your lap and she's reading a book, her version of reading. And I just was like looking at them and I was just thinking to myself how good of a dad you are to her. And I think I said that to you.
Mm.
Because it was just like, I feel like when you're dating somebody or engaged to somebody or even newlywed married to somebody, you can imagine what that person is going to be like when you have children one day. But then when it really happens and you get to see them hands on, I think that for me, I've been blown away with how good of a dad that you are. And I think in those tiny little moments that I get to see, like, the compassion that you have for her and the love that you have for her. I don't know. I just wanted to say that.
Thanks, babe. That means a lot.
Next question.
You're a great mother.
Thank you. The next question is from Vestr Mech, VSTR Mech, I-97. What was your favorite school or subject in school?
I liked social studies. Social studies was...
History?
It kind of included all that. I mean, at some point, you know, like when you get older, these subjects sort of, they break apart and become a little more individualized. But like when you're in... like elementary and middle school, I think they still sort of break it down into like the four subjects of science, social studies, math, and what would be, it wasn't there like a, what's the other one that I'm like?
Science, social studies, English, and math.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So social studies, at that age that did, it included history. It included learning about like weather patterns and, you know, tracking hurricanes and stuff like that. I remember doing that type of stuff during hurricane season and watching the Weather Channel and kind of like learning about like, well, like real life stuff.
Yeah. Mine was science and English.
Science and English? You got to pick one. Those are separate.
If I have to pick one, English, but I liked both of those. Yeah. English? I was really good at English.
So was my sister.
Like spelling bees. I was in like spelling bees and reading.
Were you?
Like the, what was the reading thing that you would take to Pizza Hut and get free pizza and stuff? Do you remember those?
No.
The buckets?
No.
You didn't have buckets?
Not that I remember.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Maybe it was just an Ohio thing. But you were in Ohio until you were eight, so I can't believe that you didn't have that.
Did you guys have like the book, vehicles that would come and you go like pick books and stuff, and then like if you sell a certain amount of books or magazines, or maybe I'm getting a couple of different things confused, but you get these little like fuzzy,
yes,
the little fuzzy,
the fuzzy animal animals things.
Like, yeah,
and
like,
then you traded them in at the end of the year for prizes.
Yeah,
yeah, not the end of the year, but the end of the sales. It was magazine sales. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. And then we also sold Harry London chocolates, the chocolate bars. Those were good.
Now, like, who does that profit? The magazines?
The reason that you do that is that a portion of every sale goes to profit the school.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A fundraiser.
Gotcha.
Next question is from Ify. It's IAHFY Aaron. Your favorite car game to play on a road trip when my ship comes in?
Well, no. I think we talked about this already, but I'm going to say it again. You bought that Brain Quest cards. Mm-hmm. I totally forgot about Brain Quest cards, but Angela bought a pack of them at the gas station the other day. And I love like Jeopardy type questions because I'm pretty good at that type of knowledge. And so Angela bought a pack of like simple ones. It was like middle school age. And there's a couple that are still like, you still get me, but there's a lot of them that I feel like just the average person might not. But I do tend to get a lot of those answers right because I do, like I said, I like the social studies, like the history, the civilizations and stuff like that. So that's fun, blowing some time by answering these fun little questions like Jeopardy type stuff.
That's because you have earned the title of King of Useless Knowledge.
Yeah, right.
Okay, next question is from Mommy Kelb. Do you watch any good shows together? I'm looking for a new one. We watch a lot of TV shows together throughout the years.
Currently Angela's watching Friends.
Yeah, I started at the beginning watching Friends. Some of the shows that we've watched together, Game of Thrones. We watch a lot of documentaries.
Nashville.
What else? Wonder Years. That's a great show to watch together.
Wonder Years is awesome.
It's so good. Last Man Standing. We love that.
Yeah.
What else have we watched? Gilmore Girls. We loved Gilmore Girls.
Lots of different stuff.
We've watched a ton of shows together. Yeah.
Big Little Lies.
Yeah, we watched that. We haven't done season two yet, though.
No, we haven't.
Homeland. We did Homeland.
For a long time.
We haven't finished it, though.
Right.
We did Walking Dead for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That gave me nightmares, though. I had to stop.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of shows. Andy Griffith.
Yep.
Golden Girls. All of them. Okay. This is actually right along the same lines as from EMJ Sands. Favorite thing you've watched recently. What's the favorite thing that we've watched lately? We went and saw the Downton Abbey movie, and I thought that was really fun. Yeah. Just to be able to go back. That's another show we watched, Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Right.
Just to go back. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I'm watching Outlander 2 right now.
All right. What do you say? Like one, maybe two questions. We're coming up on time here.
Okay. Next question is from Christine J. Duvall. Relationship advice when it comes to fighting. Fight fair.
Boy.
No name calling. And don't run off and tattle to somebody. Like, talk to God first and then calm down and then see if you need advice, because it's as humans, our first inclination is to go run to somebody and like get them on our side, but that's not going to help the fight.
This sounds like something everyone's going to be like, well, yeah, I do that, but you really got to do it like for real. Come at like, think of it from their perspective and put yourself in their shoes and try to understand why that person you're arguing with is thinking the way that they're thinking. And maybe you'll find something. Maybe you'll find that you like, okay, you know, yeah, I could understand where you might see it from that. It might be wrong, but it might not be. I mean, I don't know. And as with some arguments, it's not about a right or a wrong. Sometimes it's just about a perspective. That one person has a different spin on something or a different perspective, or they read it in a different tone. And you got to realize maybe sometimes that's not because they're wrong. Maybe their life from the time they were born, their childhood, and their perspective of things is different. And so maybe they perceive something different. Perception is a lot of things too. So really put yourself in their shoes and give it a good think.
That's good.
Yep.
Next question is from Maria1604.
All right, last one.
Is it okay to ask for a photo if we ever get a chance to see or meet either one of you?
Yeah, sure.
This is actually a two-parter. And then she said, do you get annoyed if fans, especially girls, are all over Matt? I've never had anybody get all over you.
Well, I guess that's your perspective of what does all over mean.
No, I don't get annoyed when people get excited to see you, though.
No.
It's part of your job. I actually probably like it more than you do when people recognize you. Because you're just more of like a laid-back kind of guy. You know, but I think it's really cool when people recognize you out.
Yeah. To go along with that, come up, see if you see us, say hi. We love that. We love hearing from our followers and listeners and online friends and stuff like that. And I guess the only time that it is a little, I wouldn't say annoying. That's definitely not the right word, but if it makes me if that person is totally uncomfortable and like weirded out and shy and doesn't know what to say, then like you know I feel that uncomfortableness and it's like uncomfortable for me too. But you know, if you got someone that just comes up and is like, hi, it's so nice to meet you, I love your work, love your TV show, love your character, I love that, because I'm like, oh, thanks for watching, really appreciate it, what's your favorite episode, you know, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. Then it's actually kind of fun. It's really like fun interacting with those people. But yeah, it's actually the people that like are so overwhelmed that they can't even speak or something that, I mean, look, it, at the end of the day, it's cute and like it's endearing because they're so nervous. But at the same time, it's like uncomfortable because I'm like, I don't know what to say to you because I don't want to like freak you out anymore. So I'll just go my separate way, you know. But yeah, anyway.
We still have 9 pages of questions. God. Isn't that crazy? Do we do a part 4 or do we just let it go?
I don't know. Maybe we do. I don't know if people like the Q&A stuff or not, but we're getting so many questions. And I feel like people like hearing the answers or else we wouldn't get all these questions. So maybe we'll have to do a part 4. And I don't know. We'll see. We'll see next
9
week.
9 pages is a lot.
I know. Hey, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us over at Hello Baby Podcast on Instagram or, you know, my handle at Matt Lanter or Angela's at Angela Lanter. And shoot us questions on Hello Baby Podcast. We constantly look at that stuff. Go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, rate us, review us, make it a good one. And we love that. Hey, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye guys.